What's up, guys? Welcome to the Punch Somani Unfiltered. And in today's episode, I want to talk about copywriting. And if you don't know what copywriting is, it is, do you see the ads on TV and all? And when you see advertisements or when you see any marketing materials, like your emails and all, so the words which are being used in the email and which are being used in advertisements, the words are called copy. So they say copywriting is like the art of selling in print. It's using your words to sell a product or a service. And you know, I as a writer, I am pretty good at copy. Of course, I keep on improving also. But if you're a writer, if you're a copywriter, even if you're not, let's understand how copy works. It's super interesting, and you'll see how you know, the way words are structured can motivate you to buy, can even motivate you to buy a product that you didn't want to buy earlier. And if you are a writer, it can motivate you to sell an idea, sell a service, a product, whatever. Right, so copy like is basically the idea that you write something. Let's say you have a product, let's say you have a fitness product. Fitness product we take because fitness industries are in a lot of demand for copywriters. So if you are in the fitness industry, there used to be an amazing product that used to sell back in the day. It was a fitness product, and so what they did was, in their advertisements, they used to show that there was this guy really fat, and he used to walk along the beach every day, and everyone would make fun of him. He went there with his girlfriend once, and a jacked guy, really buff, really ripped, came in and stole his girlfriend, so to say. And so his life was just really bad because he was fat, and which is not true, which is exaggerated, but that's how they communicated. Even in the copy, which essentially is just you write some words in a paper, and then in the end you're selling the product. So even in the copy, what they did was they just wrote a randomly a big script saying that, you know, he used to walk to the gym, people would make fun of him, everyone would laugh at him, he was so fat, life was just sad for him and all that, right? So, and then the advertisers of the products show that suddenly somebody shows him the product that the company is trying to sell. I don't know what the name was, but they show him the product. He began using it immediately, and within 20 days or 1 month, he's just, everyone is loving him, everyone is clapping when he walks, everyone is taking photographs of him and whatnot. So yeah, so that's what happened. So these stories, rags to riches, when they show in a product that if you use the product, you go from rags to riches, which is to say that earlier you were in the trenches, earlier you were in a bad state, and then suddenly you use the product and then you're in a good state. And even though you might be hearing very skeptically, like, does this all work? I mean, I'm smart. I know that if somebody just tries to show me that a story like that, I'm not going to buy into the product. I know it's going to be advertising. But most of the humans are pretty susceptible to these stories. Because think about it. In our own lives, think about the moment you had the most success in your life. Wasn't that fueled by some pain that you were trying to avoid? Wasn't that fueled by some adversity you were trying to fight? For example, I know I struggled with weight loss myself earlier on, and that really motivated me to lose weight. So they exploit that. They understand that this is human nature, that if we face adversity in some area, we are more motivated to become abundant in that area. But the thing is, usually that abundance comes because we ourselves get our lives on track. We research and find the right resources. We look for mentors, we take action, we read, we learn and all that. But these copywriters, they exploit that, and they think, and they most, not all copywriters, see, some copywriters are good selling good products, but some copywriters, they're exploited, because what marketers and copywriters figure out is that humans hate to think for themselves. Like, wouldn't it be amazing if somebody just gave you a manual instruction of how to live the best life, be the happiest possible? But nobody gives that, right? I mean, it's our own journey, it's our own experience, it's our own adventure. We are going to make mistakes, obviously, but deep down there's this fantasy, right, that somebody just comes and tells us that, you know, this is the right way to live, this is the shitty way to live, so fuck all these things that you're doing and just go down this path. And marketers exploit that. Some marketers exploit that, not all, because they figure out that you don't want to think for yourself. So instead, what they do is, instead of taking out all the important points like the right mentors, right products, right courses, if they're selling a shitty product, all they do is show show their product in such a way that someone was really bad before using it, and then suddenly all of a sudden their product will just come and fix everything, as if the solution to their life lies in one product. So this is copy, and these rags to riches stories are extremely powerful by writing. It's so beautiful. And even if you're selling a good product, if you want to motivate someone for a positive change, let's say there were moments that motivated people to wear helmets on the road, and they wanted to motivate people to wear helmets on the road, so they made use of copy too, but it was good copy. So what they did was they used to run these banner ads. On the banner ads, there was the photo of a disfigured man. There was a crack, there was a scratch and a stitch on his skull. His brain had become damaged, and it was clear from his eyes. And they just put a poster on the ad of his photo, of his just a photo of him getting into an accident because he didn't wear a helmet. And then below that was written, wearing helmet doesn't make you look any less cool or any less this, not wearing it makes you look bad, or something like that. So the whole point was they showed that a guy not wearing helmet had such consequences, and if you wear helmet, you can have not amazing consequences as such, but you can have normal consequences, but much more favorable than bad consequences, right? So that was the theme of that advertisement. So what they do is they just copyright it. I do it myself too. If I'm promoting something, a product or a service which I believe in, I'll usually just highlight and dive deep into the pain point, because unless you dive deep into the pain point, like let's say you dive deep into the pain point and then present the solution, people will not take action. It's just a fact. You can try it out for yourself. If you let's say you're trying to sell a fitness product, and a good one, and if you're just telling people the dream, selling them the dream that, you know, you'll have an amazing body, six packs, everyone will love you, everyone will clap for you, everyone will take photos of you and all that, so that really doesn't work. And what really works, copy is about communication, right? All wealth is made through communication, essentially, and copy is a communication in that you'll be communicating to them that their life is kind of bad right now, and it can be improved much more significantly if they use your product or service. So essentially, this is one theme that all good copywriters know. I myself use it, and the theme is that if you want to sell a good product or service, you first highlight the pain point and then you sell the dream. So these rags to riches stories are extremely powerful. That's why in movies also, see, movies are a business, essentially. They are for other reasons, entertainment and whatnot, but they are a business, and they understand these rags to riches stories are very powerful copy. That's why the script will be usually written in such a way that the hero gets beaten up, and then the hero beats up the villain. First the hero is in pain, and then the hero does something and then wins, because these stories really inspire us, these stories really motivate us. It's a subconscious desire. So anyways, that was the point. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.